Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Scandal advice, or sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice. Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Friday, which means our dear friend Corey Andrew joins us. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here. Hey, happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday, Corey. We've made it through another week of celebrity gossip, but we have a ton of stuff to get to, so let's jump right into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. So a big story at the top of the show. Not really a very nice story, but certainly a story that's getting a ton of attention. So apparently Anne Heche warned her Ally McBeal co-star Portia de Rossi against pursuing Ellen DeGeneres. Ooh. Let me explain. So Anne told Portia, do not pursue her ex-girlfriend Ellen. She said this during a podcast that she did in 2001. So Heche and DeGeneres dated for about 3 years before they broke up in 2000. Then the actress suffered a mental breakdown at the end of the relationship that she was very, very honest about. Yeah. Now it's been revealed that she said she warned Portia, that Portia even asked her about Ellen, and she said Portia came to her wedding. So Portia turned up at Anne's wedding. She was invited when Anne married Coleman Lafoon. We called him Coley. And at the wedding, she said, I'm going to go after Ellen. Uh-oh. Heche said, you shouldn't do that. You know, it's not a good idea. She warned her against it. She said, you're not going to be the poster child for the LGBTQ community, because we've already done that. So when Ellen and Anne came out, they were the poster child. So she basically said to Portia, if you're doing this for publicity, you shouldn't do it, because I've already got that spot. And then she went on to say that she told Portia, quote, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Oh,
what do you think?
Well, I don't know. There's so much shade there, though. Like, I don't know if Anne was, like, being really honest. Like, hey, I don't think you should date this person because I've been with them and I have issues. Or was she, like, telling her, hey, honey, you'll never be me. I've already kind of milked that spot for publicity. So move on. Like, I really don't know what Anne's intentions were. However, look, Portia and Ellen are clearly very happy now, right?
Yeah, so they just celebrated their 14th wedding anniversary this week. Yeah. I've got a bit of gossip about that too. Because of what happened, because of Anne passing, insiders tell me the big celebration that they were planning, they cancelled out of respect. And I think that's right. Ellen and Portia should not be seen partying out with friends at the moment. So I think that was a very wise decision. But it really does bring up a really good question. Should you warn somebody about your ex?
I knew you were going to ask that.
I mean, it's such a good question. Now, I think I'd like to say yes, but you never get thanked for it. So if you say, you know, watch out, I've been there, it didn't work out, be careful. Nobody ever thanks you for it. You just look shady. So what do you think, Corey? Would you warn somebody about your ex?
So I have a thing in life where I don't ever warn someone about relationships that I've had on a friendly level, friendship level, because I know dynamics are different and personalities interact differently, right? But when it comes to relationships, if the person was abusive, if they were someone who I thought was verbally abusive or physically, yes, I would have to say red flag.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Otherwise,
if it's just a bad fit, it could be me. Probably was me, to be the truth.
I was messy, maybe. Who knows?
I should warn people about me. I'm the one that needs the warning. I'm a disaster. I know. They were lovely. It was me that was the problem. It's very interesting, isn't it? Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Anne Heche warned her Ally McBeal co-star. We forget they both knew each other from Ally McBeal. Portia de Rossi against pursuing her ex Ellen DeGeneres. Our question is, have you ever warned somebody about one of your exes? Have you ever warned somebody about one of your exes? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Hey, Corey Love, what are you working on?
Yes, well, this is a story that sort of lends itself to discuss Wendy Williams' mental state. You know, it's a little tricky, but here, Wendy Williams, you know, she had been told several times that her show had been canceled. The executives have revealed now in a new interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Debmar Mercury co-presidents Ira Bernstein and Mort Marcus revealed that they had multiple conversations with Williams amid her unexpected absence. And she was told several times that the show was ending. They said, you know, we haven't heard from you and we had to make a decision. We should have made one back in November, but we pushed it to January and then February. And by then it was like, make a decision or lose the time slot. Mm. So Bernstein recounted, you know, adding that Williams appeared to be confused about the show's cancellation. Mm. And she said, well, what's going to go on the air at 10 o'clock? And I told her, well, Sherry's going to go on the air at 10 o'clock. So can't I go on at 11? And they said, well, we'd love to work with you. And there's lots of ways and lots of buyers, but you need to come back. We need to know that you're okay. You can't just call after 9 months and say, I'm ready, right? A version of this conversation, you know, they said it would take place like several more times over the next 4 months. And each time they had this conversation with her, it was like they were having it for the first time.
So it's almost
like indicating that she's not really all there mentally. Yeah. So eventually, you know, they said, Wendy, hey, we have to have a diagnosis from a doctor about your mental state now. Yeah, because whether it's a TV station or a network or a producer, like someone has got to step in who's doing business with you after you didn't show up for a whole year and you think everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, so it's really, really sad, Rob. I don't know. What do you think about her?
Heartbreaking. What people don't realize is how much money goes into these shows. To launch a talk show the size of Wendy's is about $40 million. You heard me right, 4-0. It's not $4 million, it's $40 million. So you have to raise that money. Somebody has to pay. It doesn't just appear, it doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah,
so somebody is an investor in these shows. Now, if you invest in a show like Wendy and it runs 10 years, you make millions. But most of these talk shows fail and you lose all your money. It's not like when a talk show fails, everybody just walks away. No, the people that put up the money lose that money. So it's going to be very hard now for Wendy to get anybody to invest in her. She didn't show up for a year. She has a lot going on. And goodness knows, you know, I love Wendy on this show. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of sympathy, empathy I have for Wendy. But when you don't show up for a year, also too in the story, her bosses said they called her, they phoned her. She just didn't answer her phone for like 6 months.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, fired her manager, fired all the people around us. They just couldn't get in touch with her. And then she called one day basically saying, when do we start? And they're like, Wendy, it's over. Yeah. And they had that conversation several times.
Wow.
I spoke today to somebody very, very important at the Sherry show. And they told me this cover story of The Hollywood Reporter is heartbreaking, but it had to be done because they had to put a period on the end of the sentence. Mm. They had to tell this story in order to move on.
Yeah.
So it really is quite a remarkable story. You can read it online and it has many, many details. details. They really bent over backwards to try and save this show. Most shows they would just cancel. They worked so hard with co-hosts, with repeats. They did. And at the end, it was the local station. So when you're syndicated, you were sold on an individual basis to all the different markets. Those markets said, we're just going to cancel it. And once you lose that time slot, you've lost it. Somebody else takes it. So they didn't want to lose that time slot. So I think they had to tell this story. It's not a nice story, but they had to tell the story in order to start fresh in a couple of weeks with Sherry. It's concerning, isn't it? We'll definitely keep an eye on this one. The Wendy stuff makes me really, really sad. It's just so sad how this ended. Hey, this story's wild too. So this story coming out of London claims that Meghan Markle is bitter because she failed to create a, quote, woke royal family. So a royal source, Angela Levy, is claiming that Harry and Meghan love the grandeur, the pomp and the circumstance around royal life. Who wouldn't? It sounds fabulous. However, they wanted to modernize the family. They wanted to change the family. There was a lot of old school people still within the palace who didn't want to change. I think this is a good thing. I know it's meant to be a negative thing here. And when you use the word woke, you always have an insult. Nobody says the word woke unless they're trying to be mean. It's just, I don't even know what woke means. But as an institution, I think it needs shaking up. Could we say Princess Diana was woke? Yes, we could.
Absolutely.
And she did a marvellous job with that family. So I do know that our British listeners, hello, 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 are going to be very angry with me because they're not fans of Meghan. I get it. But also, too, I do get that she had big plans. She thought she could go in and modernise an institution that, quite frankly, needed a bit of a shake-up.
Yes, yes. Well, she definitely shook it up. I don't know
she
if
did.
That was...
She didn't mean, win,
sure
but
was
she
quite
tried.
The shake-up that she had in mind. But, I mean, I think just her existence, too, right? Being an African, being of African, Canadian, whatever her heritage is. Yeah, I mean, that was in itself a jolt to the royal family, right?
Yes, they're not. Yeah, it's the first time I can remember. Corey, have you ever started a job where you went in too hot? You just went in and tried to shake things up. And you're like, you know, because it was a job for Meghan as well as a family. It was a job. So part of me can see this too. Like, I've definitely got into jobs. When I was hired at OK Magazine, I went in hot and the staff hated me. I know. And I never won them back. They never liked me.
Yeah. I did the same thing. You know what? I had a great job in management as a writer. And the other writer who had been there for like 5 years, she hated me because they were grooming me to be her boss. And she had to work alongside of me. So
and
I
she
just went
knows
in
what's
like
going
a machine
on.
Gun. Yeah. I was like, brrrr,
I went
killing
on one
everything.
Of these anonymous chat sites. It was like a theater site. And I went on too hot. And I didn't do it under my name, but they all hated me. And now I've had to find a new site because I was too hot.
You can't, like, dim your light because other people don't want you to shine, you know?
You can't, but is there time to turn the light on? Maybe not the first, you know what I mean? Like, you've got to be strategic too, because I'm a big believer in you've got to be who you are, but...
Yeah.
At first, I could go a little slower.
Ease into me.
You can't be too hot. I think, you know, it's such an interesting question because when you look at Meghan, we all have our opinions about her, whether or not we like her, affects every other judgment we have about Meghan.
Yes.
But I think about yourself too. Think about a job that you really wanted to make better. You wanted to make the institution better, the company better. And people were like, no. We like doing it this way. Don't be coming in here, changing everything. Mm-hmm. It's tricky, isn't it? Hey, moving along, what's this news about Taylor Swift getting turned down for an iconic movie?
I mean, seriously, this director should be kicking himself now. Well, he actually is. So Twilight director refused a Taylor Swift cameo, and now he regrets it and says, I'm kicking myself. So Chris White, he's the director of 2009's The Twilight Saga, said he had turned down Taylor Swift's ask to appear in the movie. So he tells that Taylor Swift, and he had the same agent at the time, and he said, the agent says, hey, Taylor wants to be in this movie, not because of you, but because she's a Twihard. Now, that's the name, of course, that all the Twilight fans call themselves. And so, you know, she'll be like just someone in the cafeteria or the diner or whatever. She just wants to be in the movie. So Twilight New Moon was released like 2 months after Swift won that Best Female Video Award of 2009.
She couldn't have been hotter.
Awards.
Kanye West
so
interrupted
Kanye
her.
absolutely. That's that famous award show where Kanye went on stage. And like,
she was the biggest star in the world after that. My
The next morning, she was everywhere.
Everywhere.
And so, you know, he realizes now that the hardest thing for him now was to be like, wow, that moment that Taylor Swift walked onto the screen would have been like 5 minutes of like really amazing. But he thought maybe that at that point, people wouldn't have been able to process anything else because she had become so hot, right? But now he's saying, I should have have been hanging out with Taylor Swift and we could have been friends by now.
That's more like it. I see people do this all the time. It makes me sort of shudder and laugh at the same time. When somebody really powerful or famous offers to help you, the answer is yes. Misty's terrible at this. Like when I'm out with Misty and we bump into a housewife or a casting director or somebody that books the TV shows and they say something to Misty like, you should come on the show. The only thing that should come out of her mouth is yes.
What when?
Day? Yes, when. That's right, what I do. I don't mess about. If somebody gives me an opportunity, the answer is yes. And then later I can creep out of it or change my mind. But yes. In the moment, the answer is yes. Hey, before we get a break, Amy Schumer is clarifying a joke she made saying it was about her, nobody else. So Amy made a joke on social media about mental health. Mm. Unfortunately, she posted it one day after Tom Holland, Spider-Man, went on social media to say he was taking a break because of his mental health. Mm. So she went on Instagram and said the following quote, I have decided for my own mental health to do more social media. Oh. I find looking at my phone for 8.5 hours every day is helping me. Mm. Funny, silly, but...
Yeah.
She did it one day after Holland said that he just had to take a break. So people are putting them together. Now, Amy is clarifying, and I believe her here. She didn't know about Tom. This is not about Tom. She was making fun of herself. And anybody who writes that 8.5 hours of looking at other people is good for your mental health, it's ironic.
Yeah,
I think sometimes we can be too clever for our own good.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, social media. Of course, because we all want to like say that really funny thing that's going to get a million likes, you know, and we're not considering maybe we're insulting someone.
Yes.
We may not be aware of the situation someone's going through. It happens a lot on
social
media.
It does. I find on social media or even writings on emails or on Facebook, when I make a joke, I put wink afterwards just to make it clear it's a joke.
Yes.
Or literally put joke in brackets. Mm-hmm. It's just so much easier. I know, everybody. It is. I like jokes. I love to laugh.
Jokes
Nobody
are good,
likes to
but everyone's
laugh
so
like
sensitive.
Me, but
everyone's
make
sensitive
sure
now.
Everybody knows. I know. It does come across, particularly in writing on social media. It can go either way. So always make sure it is clear that it is a joke. Hey, we're going to be clear about taking this quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls. Da, 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 da. We had a really shocking poll yesterday. So Rachel Bilson joked that what she misses the most about her ex-boyfriend Bill Hader, he was on Saturday Night Live and in the Amy Schumer movie Trainwreck. She said what she misses the most about him is his big D-I-C-K.
Have you
ever missed this? About an ex. Let's have a look. Oh, you're terrible naughties. 80% said yes. You've not necessarily missed the ex,
but
you've
missed
that.
The S-E-X.
That's shocking. I know. It was so naughty yesterday, so we really got into this, and I hate talking about sex or anything like this. Mark, I asked Mark if he had a big penis, and he said yes. No. I can't stop thinking about it, and I'm not thinking about it in a nice way. I'm horrified.
Okay, Mark. Well, listen,
Mark,
that's why he's
little Mark.
Maybe that's why he's slaying the game out there in
he's
media,
slaying.
Right? He has a special
secret weapon. He does, doesn't he? And his mother listens too on that. Oh, it's terrible. Doris, if you're listening, she doesn't listen today.
Sorry,
she only
Doris.
Listens to Mark's show. But if you do happen to listen to today's Doris, we're sorry we brought it up. It's terrible. Hey, moving along. Oh, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page and Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page Naughty Gossip and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Hey, let's do our nicest of the day.
Of the day. Yes. Well, you know what? There's someone who I just love. Kathy Lee Gifford.
Love
so
her.
Kathy Lee Gifford reveals the name she wants to be called as a grandmother. Yeah, so Kathy Lee Gifford, you know, she became a grandmother in June and she recently spoke with Hoda and Jenna about spending time with baby Frankie.
Oh,
and as a grandparent, she said she wants to be called Bubby. Bubby. She shared that she has a friend with an Israeli mother who provided some inspiration for what she wants to be called. So she says, I asked her, what's a good word for a Jewish grandmother, Kathy Lee said at the time. And she goes, Bubala. It's Bubby. Bubala. And Bubby. It means dearest one, like cherished one. So for Kathy Lee, the name was a no-brainer. And she also goes on to say, and for a little kid, it's easy because all they say is anyway, so it'll be an easy name to pronounce. So Kathy Lee is our nicest of the day.
Nicest of the day. Bubala. Booby. And naughty is the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones was insulted by a CEO speaking at the premiere of the spin-off House of Dragon. So this guy called Patrick Delaney, who's a CEO in Australia, apologized after calling Emilia Clarke, quote, short and dumpy at premiere. Can you imagine?
Horrible.
So he said that he was late to Game of Thrones, but when he started to watch it, he loved it. And it struck a nerve because his first reaction was, quote, I like this. What's this show with this short, dumpy girl walking into fire?
So
well,
awful.
People in the audience, they gasped. They did not laugh. They did not find it funny. They gasped. Now he's had to issue an apology. And I say, so he should. How
terrible.
Rude.
Yeah, like, that's not even funny. Like, that's
you
just a terrible
say
insult.
Say things like that. I know. Yeah. Watch your words, everybody. It's like when you say to somebody, do you know who you look like? If the answer's not Brad Pitt, then don't tell them.
Yeah, you got to be really careful.
You
got to
be
those.
Really careful. I got eyes at Mizrahi once. I know. So, somebody
did
came flying.
Really?
I know. They came flying over to me in a restaurant. I was with Miss D. And they were like, oh my God, they're screaming with excitement, and I loved it because I felt so famous. I was like, oh, the podcast must be taking off, Miss D. And they're like, Isaac Mizrahi. I was mortified. Be careful, it served me right. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. I love this quote. Our choices show who we really are much more than our abilities. We're born with abilities. Choices is a decision that you make. Make good choices. That is
so
it for
true.
This week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. And remember, all together now, if you're
going
to
be
naughty,
you've got to be
nice.
Nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.